Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So let's do it. The 15-minute morning show podcast without Nate. Quick, what do we want to say about Nate while he's not here?
That's so wrong.
He's so stupid hair.
He needs a haircut.
I like his hair.
No, I like it. Yeah.
Leave it. It looks good.
All right, what else? Say something about
Nate.
Did
he go take a shit? Is that where he went?
He left one, yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Wow.
He takes long ones.
Anything else behind his back? Is he back yet?
Not yet.
Does he smell weird today? No. Has anyone sniffed him?
No, he's all right.
No onion smell today?
Yeah, sometimes Nate comes in with that onion smell. And if you're wondering why we're all in different studios at home, it's not because of the pandemic. It's because Nate stinks. So there's that.
But how does he know he doesn't stink, though? He has to know he stinks.
No, you don't smell your own stench usually.
Yeah, I guess not.
That's why the other day we were talking about if you could Google a smell, what smell would you Google? And everyone's like, oh, I would Google roses or I would Google peanut butter. And someone said, you should Google yourself to see if you smell. Because can't always tell if you can smell.
True. That's a good call. And is it being a nice friend or a bad friend if you tell someone that they smell? I think it's being a nice friend to let them know.
Hey, it depends on your relationship with
them. Yeah, and how close you are.
And some friends, they're so unhinged anyway, it would just drive them over the edge.
Now I want to know if I smell. I think I'm okay.
I smell like deodorant.
Do you guys remember like when we had that...
Brody, before you ask a question, can you sniff yourself and make sure... How do you smell?
Yeah.
All right.
All All right, proceed. I'm sorry, what were you asking us?
I don't know why he was there, but we had some dentist or oral surgeon in the conference room like 5 or 6 years ago. And he said, if you want to smell your own breath, you lick the back of your hand and let it air out for a couple of seconds and then smell it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Gross. I'm not licking my hand. I'm touching this stuff hand, in here. Yeah.
Mine's not bad.
See, mine's not bad. Mine's not bad because of that smart mouthwash.
I bought some of that stuff. It's great, by the way.
You like it, right?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know what? I was supposed to send you some frog.
The more it dries, it doesn't smell too pleasant.
Oh, here comes Nate. Here comes Nate.
When he comes back from the bathroom, he's got to do the hand
pretend,
thing.
Pretend we weren't talking about him.
He's got to lick his hand.
Oh, look who decided to join the 15-minute morning. Nothing. We're just talking about
licking
our hands and sniffing them.
Sexiest man on the podcast.
Let me ask you a question. Why would one lick their hand and sniff it? Go.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Yeah. To see what their breath smells like?
Yes.
Very good. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
But hey, nowadays, you can just smell the inside of your mask, right?
That is true. Yeah.
I like that. That makes me happy that you can do that.
Oh, God. Don't you hate when you're like, oh, it's an old mask, but it's in my car, and I got to put it on because I forgot another mask. And you're like, oh, God, it stinks.
Yeah.
not if I had pizza.
I had masks in the that middle console with Lysol wipes, and you really want to get high. You put the mask on, and it smells like the Clorox wipes inside your nose.
I've done that before. I made that mistake to spraying Lysol on the mask, and then I tried to air it out, and I put it on right after that. Oh, that's a mistake. Don't do that.
All right, well, what did Straight Nate miss? We were talking about you.
About his hair. Hey, Nate, can you take the toilet? Yeah, take that off.
Shake it out.
You got to shake it out.
I got to take the bun out.
Remove thy bun.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Sideshow
Bob.
I love it, too.
Now, I really love your hair.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Well, you're not going to enjoy it much longer.
Why?
Well, what are you waiting for? Like, is there something that has to happen or like?
No. Well, I said several months ago I wasn't going to cut it until I got vaccinated, and I got my first shot because I've had two strokes about a week ago.
Yeah.
So
you had two strokes a week ago.
Yeah. Wow.
I got my first shot because of comorbidities a couple of weeks ago. So.
Oh. You had comorbidities 2 weeks ago?
Are you going to get a fistula cut?
Did you just stroke it 2 weeks ago?
Are you going to get a t-shirt that says, kiss me, I've got two comorbidities?
All right, so what you're saying, let me translate for you. I had my shot 2 weeks ago because of my two strokes.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know what I'm trying to say.
Isn't that weird? Me, who I screw up everything I say, I have to translate for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Elvis, obviously the strokes had an effect on his speech pattern. Leave him alone.
Thank you, Brody. Right.
You're welcome, Nate.
All right, where were we?
But no, that's not true. Shut up, Brody. Stop making me look like a shithead because that's not the case.
Well, everyone knows it's not the case. It was a joke.
I was okay. Okay.
How often would I defend Nate?
Okay, this leads me to my next conversation.
Ah, yes, I've been waiting for this one all morning.
I was going to do it on the big show, but I decided to save it for our friends exclusively here at the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Do you think you are the funniest person you know? Brody.
Are we all supposed to answer?
Brody.
Why would I go first? You know the answer.
I'm just asking, do you think you're the funniest person you know?
Funniest person like I'm friendly with? Then
question is, are you the funniest person you know?
Yeah.
That's such a narcissistic answer.
Well, don't be jealous.
Maybe he doesn't know any funny people.
An only child.
Scary. Don't be a dick. He asked me a question, right?
And he answered.
If they ask you the question, if you were being honest, you'd say me.
Be humble.
So that's how it works.
Scary. Who is the funniest person you know? Is it you?
It's not me. No, okay. It's not me. And it's not
that's
Brody.
Honest.
It's not Brody. I know a lot of people. You know?
Yeah, name one.
But wait a minute. Hold on a second. I think it's funny you immediately discounted Brody without even knowing who else was funnier.
Right.
It can't be Brody.
I don't know. I have a very successful podcast.
Because he makes me as angry as he does make me laugh. So they kind of negate each other.
That's how funny I am. I'm funny enough to make you like me, even though you hate me.
What's that, Gandhi?
It could be both. He could be funny and he could be infuriating.
Infuriating is the word, yes.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. We both agree on infuriating. Okay, but so if you don't think Brody's the funniest person, you know who is?
I got a couple of friends from Hoboken who are fucking hysterical. I have about three guys, you know, that...
I'll do a podcast with them.
Well, you know, oh, I was now, thinking about it. If this thing failed, if our podcast failed, I was thinking about doing a podcast with them because they're fucking hilarious.
Are you sure they're funnier than Brody?
Yeah, they're witty, clever.
Have a countdown and say this one's definitely number two without having a number one. You have to have number
one. They're humorous. Listen, Brody's sharp as a tack. I'll give him that. But, he's funny.
Wow.
Brody's very
Froggy.
Funny.
Froggy.
Yes.
Who is the funniest person you know? Is it you?
No, absolutely not. No, not even close.
Okay.
No, I mean, I mean, sometimes I can be, but I'm not the funniest person I know, no.
Right. No, you're funny. You're fun and funny. Gandhi, what? Who?
No, it's definitely not me, the funniest person I know. I have three friends that make me cry laughing. Right. Elise, right. Melissa, and Solomon crack me up all the time. And I got to be honest, my big sister is hilarious. So, not me.
But she's also equally as infuriating.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
equally as infuriating.
You can be the she can be the funniest person in your life at the same time be the worst person in your life.
Yeah.
Scotty B, what about you? Who's the funniest person you know?
It's not me. I'm quirky, but I'm not funny.
Quirky is the word that comes to mind with you. Yes.
Yeah. I have another friend Scott who is actually very hilarious and he's the funniest person I know.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. Right. Now, Danielle, remember years ago we had an argument on the air about the difference between funny and fun?
Yes.
And you got mad because I said, I don't think you're that funny, but I think you're very fun.
She
got really mad at me.
Because this is what happens in my house. We have this argument all the time. Mom is the fun one and Dad is the funny one. And I'm like, but I get paid to be funny. They're like, nah, you don't really don't. You get paid to be fun. So I guess Sheldon is funnier than I am. He's going to love
pretty,
that I said
hold
that
on.
Today.
Sheldon is pretty funny.
I know.
Sheldon is funny.
I like, yeah. He's very fun as well.
Yes, and whenever we do our broadcast together or our podcast or whatever, everyone's always like, you're so funny, Sheldon. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So I'd say him. He's definitely funnier than I am.
Because, in my relationship with Alex, he's like the fun guy, and he's just crazy, and he'll do anything for a laugh. And so people always say to me, God, living with Alex, you must just laugh.
You're all like, the yeah.
Your house must be overflowing in laughter.
What I'm gathering is there's different levels and different types of funny. Because,
yes,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You got to be Hoboken funny.
I also think that when you live with somebody, they're not as funny.
I make this
That's
call.
True.
Because, for example, I can say shit to Danielle, and she will laugh her ass off. If I say the same stuff to Lisa, she's like, okay, whatever, leave me alone. Now, Lisa used to think it was funny.
There's universal funny.
Well, no, Lisa used to think it was...
Hold on. My social security number has been compromised.
Oh, no.
I repeat, press want to get more details.
That sounds legit.
Yeah. That sounds like a real person.
Let's get more details. Hold on. Here we go.
Here comes the conference room.
Does someone answer when you press one?
Hello?
Hi, Social Security Administration. How can I help?
I was just told that my Social Security number has been compromised.
Okay, all right. So let me have a look at your file and let me check that. Can I have your first and your last name?
Tell them your social security number is one.
My Social Security number is compromised, you should know my first name, don't you think?
Scary Jones.
Just try to work with your logic because right now...
What country are you in right now?
You're having a numerous of customers here.
Customers?
Okay, numerous of customers.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
I got one of those calls and the guy's like, first I'll need to know what your social security number is. I said, one. He goes, yeah, what are the other digits? I go, no. I have the very first one ever given to anybody. It's number one.
I hung up on me. I
take a while, so I'll go five, and then the guy, are you still there?
Yeah.
Seven?
You should give him a letter. J.
Then I tell him, you know what, I would love to give it to you. Come on over to my house. I'll hand you my social security,
and
you can jump off my roof.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I interrupted you, Froggy. I do apologize. But I thought it was very interesting that we take a break and go to the man who's telling me my social security number has been compromised.
No, I was saying that when you live with somebody.
Danielle,
what are you doing?
Okay, so the bearded dragon is out down here, Tonka. He's walking around. And so I put the cat upstairs, but the kids didn't know the bearded dragon is out. So they just opened the door and let the cat down, and the cat made a beeline. So I just grabbed it.
Oh, my God.
That would have been terrible.
Spencer.
This would have been live coverage.
Yeah,
Tonka would have been compromised.
Will that cat maul the bearded dragon? Like, is that a given?
I don't want to find out.
Yeah.
I mean,
we don't know. That's like Gandhi's question the other day between an elephant and a gorilla. Like, you don't know.
Lion and a gorilla.
A lion and a gorilla. Like, I don't think we want to find out.
Yeah, no, no. Thanks. Oh,
but
my
Danielle,
God.
Make sure you film it if it happens.
All right, who was talking about whether they're the funniest person in the room?
Well, I had said that when you live with somebody, they don't think you're funny. Like, for example, Elvis can say things to Lisa that she thinks are just fucking hilarious. But if I say the same thing, she's like, oh, that's childish.
Yeah.
So it's when you live with somebody, I think your opinion of what's funny changes because you get tired of hearing it all the time.
Yes. Yes, I get that.
I'll say something and Lisa goes, oh, I didn't see the on-air light. Is the microphone on? And I'm like, oh, here we go. Or she'll say, or this is her other one. She'll say, oh, if you were that funny from 6 to 10, your show would have even better ratings.
Oh.
Hey-oh.
I'm like, okay. Damn. Okay, great. Yeah.
Burn.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
So Garrett, who are you the funniest person you know?
No, not at all. My friend Casey, he is probably out of our group of friends, the one that we always go to and we know he's going. Oh, the funniest man, Sheldon's here.
Yeah, okay. Sheldon.
Wait,
yeah.
We're sorry to interrupt you, Garrett. We're talking about the funniest people that we know in our lives, and I just admitted that you are funnier than I am.
Yes, there he is.
Yes.
Oh, good. And we agree on something for a change. That's nice.
And also, he's more fun than you as well.
Oh, yeah. They said you're more fun than me, and you're funnier.
Double dose. Well, I have given that award to Danielle. She's a fun one. I keep her around for her fun factor. But funny... That's me.
Yeah.
Conceited, that's you too.
No.
Never.
I have to work, so I'm going to leave you to it. Bye-bye. Bye.
Sheldon.
Go chase your squirrel rival.
Question for Sheldon.
Squirrel.
Well, ask Danielle. Maybe she can answer. Brody, what did you want to ask? Maybe Danielle will answer for him.
No, I wanted Sheldon to answer. It's fine. I'll get him later.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So I wanted to ask him who's better at math.
So, Garrett, your favorite, your funniest friend is Casey.
Yeah, my friend Casey Jost. Funniest guy I know.
Yeah, he's Colin Jost's brother. That's a bit rigged.
So, question. Is Casey Jost funnier than Colin Jost?
The
answer is
yes.
What?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I can tell. Yes. Yeah, I can tell why you say that. That's okay. That's
all right. Yeah.
But no one wants to say it, though, because, you know, Colin's Colin, and everybody's like, oh, it's Casey. But Casey, I think, is truly funnier than Colin.
Dude, Colin Jost is married to Scarlett Johansson. What's that like?
That is kind of
funny.
Insane.
Damn.
There is the code, though. We kind of like don't like, so Casey, tell us about Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
No.
That's pretty cool.
You know, if he talks about it, that's great. But we don't, like, push him on it. But yesterday, Colin was, because he's promoting a new movie, Tom and Jerry, that's going to be out. He was talking about how he used to beat up his brother and repeat, like, Tom and Jerry things. And they would go to the hospital. And we're like, Casey, we never heard this story before. Apparently, yeah, Casey always went to the hospital because his brother would, you know, do what Tom and Jerry were doing on the TV show. So
he beat him in the head with an anvil.
Yeah, he's been to the ER a few times because of Tom and Jerry.
Garrett, straight Nate.
Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, Garrett. I mean, Brody. And then
no, I just wanted to know if he's close enough to Casey that if Casey got married, he would go to the wedding. Because then Scarlett would be there.
Yeah.
Oh, Casey is married, but yes.
Oh, too late. Okay.
straight Nate.
Yeah.
Are you the funniest person you know?
Oh, God, no. No, I have some friends. In fact, one of them was I worked with on the Seacrest show, and he was one of the writers for Ryan. So if Ryan was ever funny, it's usually because of something Chad wrote. And he was just one of the funniest. And he just, you know, when you're he was such a good storyteller, and that's what you have in common with him, Elvis, is when you can tell a story well, it's almost like you're telling a joke every time you tell a story. Right. And he was so good at it. I would just be breathless laughing. Sometimes.
There you go. See, it's good to surround yourself with people that make you laugh.
Yeah.
So, but then what's Brody going to do? Just sit there by himself all day?
Do you make yourself laugh all day?
What a sad.
No. I didn't say I didn't have funny friends. You guys are all funny. You asked me, you know, a question. I answered
it. Are you the funniest person you know? And your answer was yes.
Yeah, I've been successful at it, but I have a lot of friends that are very, very funny.
But they're not funnier than you.
Know.
Brody, who would be your number two? So if you're number one, who would be your number two?
I would say Spruce. You guys know him in the comedy.
Oh, yeah. Spruce is very funny.
And he's very fun. He's fun and funny.
Yeah.
Now, Brody, do you consider yourself fun?
No.
Well, wait a minute. Think about it for a moment. Okay, no.
You know what? I'm fun if you find me funny, then you have fun with me being funny. But, I don't do, like, party stuff. I wouldn't jump out of a plane. I'm very conservative in that kind of, like, I don't dance. So I'm not like, oh, let's bring Brody along. He's fun. But if you find me funny, then I'm fun to be around.
I never thought I'd hear the day Brody said he's conservative.
No, not politically, my friend. You're very funny.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, notice I said conservative in what I do.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, wait, Elvis, who's the funniest person you know? You didn't answer this.
Oh, God. You know, I've been thinking, well, the funniest person I've ever met in my life was my father, God rest his soul. Aww. He was by far the funniest person, and I never, ever would tell a joke around my dad because it always failed because I was always afraid he would like see it was – because I'm not a good joke teller. I'm just not. And he was the funniest guy. But you guys make me laugh every day, and I see you every day, so I consider this room to be the funniest person I know.
Aw, that's nice.
Because I tell awesome. You, once we're done with this, somebody will be like
I do think we drive Elvis nuts. Like at times we make him like pull his head off his body.
Oh, yeah.
However, I do think we entertain him and make him laugh too. So.
Yes.
I think we do that with each other.
The entertainment factor makes up for when he wants to pull his head off.
I will tell you a telling story. So 2 weeks ago when we were about to, it was a Friday, we're about to go on vacation. And the last thing we do is basically this 15-minute morning show podcast. And then we tie up loose ends and we do a couple of commercials and then we're done. And I noticed the number of people who lingered. You know what? We were on vacation.
Yeah, we should have been like hanging around.
Looking for the leave button, you know? Yeah. But we were like kind of hanging around. It's like, so what are you guys doing? I mean, no one was in that big of a rush to get out.
No, we were not.
And so I do think that even though we drive each other fucking crazy sometimes, you know,
that means this group truly loves each other.
I do think that.
Yeah.
And I was in a rush to go to the next room. I mean,
what was that, Garrett?
I wasn't in a rush to get to my living room. I mean, it takes two seconds to get there.
Okay. We're also lingering around on this podcast right now because it's 3 minutes over 15 minutes at this point.
Hey. Going back to, wouldn't Joe Gatto be one of the funniest people we know from Impractical Jokers?
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely there. Yeah. He's funny, and he's fun. And he's the thing that makes, I think that what makes Joe Gatto so successful is he's so likable.
Yeah.
He's just a nice guy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Which, you know. I don't know if any of us are that, but anyway.
We're not as likable.
I guess we're done. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
All right. We didn't even do what we were supposed to do on that. Were we going to do something else?
I don't know. Were we?
I think so.
I don't know.
What are you laughing about, Nate?
I'm just thinking of something my friend Chad said to me once.
What'd he say? Tell us.
No, I can't.
Okay, we understand. All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.